Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your very late, I'm always sorry, Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I am Kyle Swagger. Yeah, I guess you guys kind of probably gotten used to this late Thursday stuff for BTN News. Sorry about that. It's just how the day treats me. Anyways, it is July 2nd, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over, we're just going to take over the past couple of days. Let's just do that in around 5 minutes. Now, the reason why I'm saying in the past couple of days is because we really haven't been able to deal with Apple Music and iOS 8.4 update. So let's start out with something, shall we say, test, can you hear me? Test. Yeah, that's pretty much how Beats 1 started out. For those of you who don't know and are actually just kind of curious, you can actually go online right now and check out that whole first hour of the Beats 1 debut broadcast with Zane Lowe. Basically sitting there saying, what? Test? No, it ain't working. I don't know. Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. As for Apple Music launching, yeah, it didn't really go so well either for a lot of people, including myself. Lots of problems with integrating to get iCloud to say, I want my library to do this. Oh, it's not acceptable. We'll go ahead and enable it. And then you go and enable it, and then still didn't enable. Took me 3 hours to finally get my library enabled. When it finally did enable, most people, like myself, also noticed a lot of tracks that were just simply missing. Lots of incomplete albums, and many things that just didn't really sync together over all of your iCloud devices. As for Apple Music, though, it's okay. It's nothing groundbreaking. The tracks do at least play right when you hit on them. And it's fairly easy to go in and out of Apple Music to add the things that you want and then go back to your regular library. That being said, though, if you are looking to stream, say, on your local network, your Apple iTunes library, say, to your iPhone, I have yet to find a setting that allows me to do that still. Can't find it anywhere in iOS 8.4. It's like it's just gone. Apple really wants you to do everything in the freaking iCloud now. Speaking of iOS 8.4, pretty much it's just Apple Music. That's the big update. But there has been a few bug fixes and this kind of stuff, so it probably is worth the upgrade for that. All in all, it's 3 months of a free trial. It's probably 3 months of also trying to iron out the bugs with Apple Music, so I'll give Apple a little bit longer. But for right now, the best listening experience, per me, is still Spotify. I want to know what you think about Apple Music. Email us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. What's on your mind with the Apple Music? All right, so that's kind of the lowdown with Apple Music. It's pretty much just go try it out yourself. Let's get on to other news, shall we? Like a police raid in the UK. Woohoo! Yes, the UK police actually seized thousands of Android streamers. Yeah, that's basically for piracy. For those of you not familiar with it, since Android is pretty much open and you can do anything you really want with it, a lot of people have found a way to port a lot of stuff onto your TV screen so you can just sit there and watch stuff not on the up and up, shall we say. Yes, the Metropolitan Police London Regional Intelligence Unit. Ooh, that's a mouthful. With help from the Government Agency Intelligence Network, that's GAIN, by the way, for short, and, of course, the Federation Against Copyright Theft, that's called FACT. Whew, a lot of people involved with this. They seized over 2,000 set-top boxes. Now, with more of these Android streaming boxes hitting the underground market, Brits are actually moving away from torrents, and they just want to go the stream route. It's much easier to do it that way. But you should now be aware, because GAIN and FACT and the police are on your tail. Oh, Snapchat fans! You might be noticing a few little new things with your app. Snapchat is changing the way you watch snaps and add friends now. Yes, that update is rolling out as I speak for iOS and Android, and you're no longer going to be required to hold a finger down to view snaps and stories. Watching now is simply triggered by a single tap on the snap or story to make it begin playing. You can also still skip through things by tapping a finger on the screen, so that will be somewhat familiar to you. Snapchat CEO Evan Spiegel said that, it's kind of annoying to sit there and hold your finger for so long, so they wanted to get rid of that. Now, aside from those changes, Snapchat is also adding new ways to add friends, as in a nearby feature, say if your friends are nearby, you can add them on in. And the second way of adding some more friends, you can actually use images of Snapchat's QR codes that's actually in your camera roll to add your friends that way. Basically, they just want to make it easier for you to add some friends instead of actually manually typing their username and everything else in. So hey, if you're into Snapchatting, it's just got snappier for you. Aren't you happy? And finally, Now, normally Aran finales are kind of something to make you go, oh, okay, that's interesting. This one, however, though, is going to piss you off, particularly if you're in Chicago. Yeah, get ready for a new tax. This one's called Cloud Tax. And what this tax is aiming to do is seek more revenue from popular streaming platforms, such as Netflix. Now, apparently, the tax is made up of two different rulings from the Department of Finance. One covers streaming platforms like Netflix and Spotify. The other would actually cover remote databases like Amazon Web Servers or Microsoft, that kind of stuff. And the tax is pretty steep, too. 9%, yes. So, if you pay $100, say, for server time, it's going to be $109 now. Quite a jump. So how does the tax actually affect you? Well, as of this right very second, not yet. But hold on. Netflix has actually told The Verge it's planning to add the tax as part of its monthly bill for Chicago customers. So your monthly bill, yeah, might be going up because of the cloud tax. Why is my gut telling me we're going to start seeing this stuff elsewhere? Just wait for it. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find our website at britishtechnetwork.com. Get your bash tickets right now, guys. Guys, I'm telling you. It is July 2nd. You've got 2 days, 48 hours into the BTN bash. You can still get your tickets right now. There's still some available. Very little, though. Just head on over to britishtechnetwork.com. Get your buy tickets button. Just go over there, buy the tickets. You're going to have one heck of a day on Saturday. It's just fun for the whole family. And if you don't go and you don't get your tickets today, you're going to hear everybody talking about, oh, it was so much fun. You should have been there. Don't be that person. Get your BTN bash tickets right now. BritishTechNetwork.com. Buy your bash tickets this second. Also follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank goodness for your TGIF edition of the BTN News Show. We'll be getting you caught up on all the technology news that's going to be happening over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well. As always, we're late with this one. Sorry. And thank you so much for listening.